But it said here, a virgin shall conceive, and she's going to bear a son, and she'll call his name Emmanuel. This is one of the signs. Then let's go to Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. And let's look at this wonderful sign. The people that walketh in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. In other words, the people that walk in darkness. In other words, this right here in this scripture, it says, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Do you know that we as sons and daughters of God are supposed to be living within that government right now? That's ours. By faith. This is a kingdom of faith. When you receive this king by faith, you step over into a new government. And he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's the one that you and I, as sons and daughters of God, that's who we're supposed to be serving. We're not supposed to be serving somebody else out here. We're supposed to be serving the King. I mean, he came 2,000 years ago. He dwelt on this earth for 33 years, and then he died and went back to heaven. He died and then arose and walked on the earth for 40 more days. And then he ascended bodily. And this is the first time and the last time so far that this has ever happened, that people have literally seen a physical resurrection, not only of the King of Kings, but the Old Testament saints, that was those that were walking in obedience to him and believing his coming. After his resurrection, they arose from the dead. That's written in Matthew 27. But as Jesus, as those Old Testament saints arose from the dead, can you imagine people that knew Simeon, you know, and they saw him? He was one of the priests in the temple, and they saw him, old man. And when Jesus was born, and he saw and he pronounced the prophecy upon the Son of God as a baby, he said, now then, I'm ready to die in peace. And he did, and he died. And people knew him for years. But then 33 years later, some of those people were still alive, and they saw him walking down the street. Simeon. Or, you look just like a guy I knew 33 years ago. I don't look just like him, I'm him. Frank, what? You know me? Yes. Praise the Lord. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Man, you ought to see the place I was down in the center of the earth in paradise, in that air-conditioned comfort. And man, them flames over there on the other side. There were some people over there screaming and hollering, and they wanted me to come over there and help them, but the Lord wouldn't let me. There's people down there in pain and suffering. But for some strange reason, here I am walking around back in the streets of Jerusalem again. And he did that for 40 days, along with many, many, many others of people. And then at the time, when the time came, the king went out on the mountain and called these men forth and said, now I'm going to bless you guys because I'm going back to heaven. You guys will follow me sometime. But you know, I'm the first fruits. Now I'm going back to heaven, and I'm going to take all these Old Testament saints with me. So whenever he blessed them and raised his hands and started rising and ascending into the clouds, all over Jerusalem, all those other Old Testament saints began to rise with him. And he took them back to heaven with him. That was the first visible sign of the resurrection. How's the devil going to cover this up? This is going to be tough, isn't it? Thousands of people saw this with their own eyes. They saw Jesus ascending and rising and taking those Old Testament saints with them. How would you like to have been there that day? Maybe you was out in the graveyard. Maybe your grandmother or your grandfather had died and you're out visiting his grave or her grave, and all of a sudden she comes right through the ground. The dirt opens up and she grabs you and says, "Oh, son or daughter, it's so wonderful to see you." Wow, can you imagine what that would do to you? Or in those 40 days, where do you think those people went that was raised from the dead? Of course they went to see their families. I'm alive. I'm here. I've been in paradise. Praise God. But now then Jesus, he died and paid the price, and he come down and he preached the gospel to us, and he told us all about this. And then when after his resurrection, after 3 days, all the Old Testament tombs were opened, and the Old Testament saints that had been looking forward to the coming of the King, they were raised from the dead. Isn't it wonderful that that's written in the Scripture for us? That happened before. You know that's going to happen again someday. The King's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Wow. And then those which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. And there we shall ever be with the Lord. But I think about, since Jesus was raptured, I call that rapture as he went back to the third heaven. Do you know every Christian that's died since that day has had their own personal rapture? Do you know that when you die? I think about Miss Maida Pennington that lived right up here in Justin. She used to come to the Baptist church. I went up there every Sunday for years. A sweet little lady. She was 80-something years old, just a little bitty slim lady. And she, you know, was, you know, really up in years, and 80-something years old. Of course, when I get 80 or 90, I'll say, well, she was a young woman. See, because I'm getting close there myself. But I can still see Miss Maida coming to church in that little red dress with steps about that long, walking down there. And then I can remember that Wednesday at prayer meeting, when Benny Craver was the pastor there. He said, "I've got to tell y'all what I experienced today." He said, "I went over, I thought I'll go over and visit Miss Maida a little while." She was in the hospital and she was comatose, and she had been for a day or two. And all of a sudden, she just kind of fell out. She was doing real good till just all of a sudden. And they took her to the hospital. And so he went to visit her that evening. And he said, "When I got there, she was comatose, sleeping or something, but she wasn't conscious." So he said, "I was just sitting there reading a book, just kind of sitting in her room." Now then, she'd had a son, his name was John, and he died about age 60-something. And all of a sudden, Benny said, "I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, Miss Maida woke up. She turned and looked to the left just as quick, and said, she looked right by me, didn't see me at all. Looked right over there, and she says, 'John, that's you.'" That was her son that died a few years ago. "John, that's you." And said, "John, that's Jesus with you." And she, great big smile come across her face, and she reached up to take his hand, and she gripped that little hand, and then her physical hand fell, and she was gone. Benny Craver was trembling that night at church. He said, "Jesus was in the room with me." I said, "He's in the room with us every day, whether you know it or not. But some of us don't act like it. Some of us don't talk like it. But Eldon and I knew the King was with us yesterday. So we were talking about Him. And we wanted to glorify Him." If there's anything, when we ask people, "Do you know Jesus?" Some of them say, "Yeah, I know Jesus." I've got to where, after what Dave told me the other day, out of the Scriptures in Matthew 7. How many times have I read that, but it didn't really soak in? When Jesus says, they said, "Lord, we cast out devils in Your name." He said, "I know, but I didn't know you. Into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." So my next statement is, I want to make sure that the King of the universe knows my name. Yes, I know about him, but I want to make sure he knows me. Oh, that's the boy that's always talking about me. Everywhere he goes, he's talking about me and how wonderful I am. Yes, I know my son and I know him well. That's the way I want the King to know me. Don't you, Eldon? We don't care if they say we know Jesus. The question now is, but does Jesus know your name? Does he know you? And they say, well, I hope so. Well, I mean, that's not the right answer. You know, you need to get in the Word and worship and praise the King. Because this child is born, a son is given, and that he of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. We're in that government right now today. So we need to make that work for us. We need to realize that we're sons and daughters of God. We can walk with every need met. We can walk with our healing. We can walk with everything. But he commands us to walk in obedience to his word. When we do, all the blessings are ours. And he never says no to those that are walking in obedience to his word. Those that believe. But it's unfortunate we don't believe very well. Then Micah 5:2. Let's go to Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Now, when you read that verse right in the middle of the fifth, or right, actually it's the second verse, but when you're reading chapter 3 and 4 and 5, when you get to this, you would read right over that and you'd think, what does he mean? All of a sudden, right out of the middle of that, he says, but Bethlehem, though you be a little bitty city among all the thousands of cities in Judah, out of you shall he come. Who? From unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. A ruler's going to be born there? Whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. That don't make no sense. This guy, how's he going to come if he's been from everlasting? Who is he talking about?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.